Welcome, welcome, everybody, to Mr. Grant's Day. The neatest part of this whole day is that Bud Grant Way is a one-way street. So for all the players out there, we all know that it was Bud's Way or the highway. So we still love them all. But I want to start out really on a high note and just say, after further review, the Green Bay Packers still suck. So I think we can handle that. By the way, Coach Grant, cold is psychological. I bought it when I was young, but I ain't buying it now. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, hey, when you players go out there, your adrenaline will keep you warm. Think about all the times. Think if you were in Alaska, in the pipe mines. Another story. He'll crank all those out. But he's the best. And you know, one thing I have to say, we all loved Bud Grant. We loved him. In order to love somebody, you have to respect him. And boy, do the players in our group respect Coach Grant, without a doubt. And I think that a lot of things that you fans do not see out there is when Carl Kasalke, unfortunately, I was supposed to room with him that year, got in that terrible motorcycle accident. Bud Grant, the first day of camp, had us all gathered together at the auditorium over in down in Mankato and told us all to have our thoughts and prayers for Carl Kasalke, and he broke down on the stage because Bud Grant respected the players, too. It's just a tremendous two-way street. So that's the other side of Bud. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. So with that, Jacob Fry will come up here. He's from the 3rd Ward, Minneapolis City Council, who's done so much to make sure we have the stadium here and keep Viking football alive and well in the Twin Cities. So, Jacob?
So if the cold is really all psychological, I'm just realizing now that I've got some serious psychological problems. But this really is tried and true Minneapolis. It is cold, but it is shining like crazy right now. What a perfect day to honor a living legend, Bud Grant. You know, the city of Minneapolis is so proud right now to get behind the renaming of this street on this beautiful day. We've got an iconic stadium that's being built in the background. We're going to have a beautiful public green space right out in front of it. Things are going according to plan, working out brilliantly right now. And it only fits that we have a living legend here right now to honor. You know, somebody just the other day, they were asking me, they wanted to rename a street about a particular person. And they said, well, what do you have to do to rename a street after a person? And I didn't know the answer to that, and I think I've come to the answer. The answer is you've got to play 2 sports professionally. You've got to have, I don't know, 18 plus however many was seasons, and then you've got to be a living legend. Bud Grant, you fit that criteria, so we at the city are absolutely honored to have this renaming. Thank you so much.
At this time, I'd like to introduce the chairman and the owners of the Minnesota Vikings. Big New York Giant fans. They loved me when I was out there. So I'm a close personal friend of them, like with Sid. So I'd like to have Mark Wilf, please come up on behalf of the Wilf family.
Former Giants fan. Let's clarify that. Well, I just want to thank you all for coming out, and I want to thank all the Viking staff and the city staff that helped put this event together here, and it's a wonderful day. This is a special day, not only for Coach Grant, who we all love here, but for the entire Vikings organization. And on behalf of the organization, we're happy that so many of the alumni, our former coaches, Vikings employees, Vikings fans, and many of Bud's family could make it here today for this special and so well-deserved dedication ceremony. I'd also like to thank City Council members Jacob Fry and Abdi Warsami and Chief of Staff John Stiles representing Mayor Hodges for their support and leadership. We appreciate the City of Minneapolis and their efforts to make Bud Grant Way happen, And most of all, we appreciate Bud Grant, his example, and what he represents for the Minnesota Vikings and our fans all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. When we first became owners of the Minnesota Vikings more than 10 years ago, it was a pleasure to know that next door to our office was Bud Grant's office. And I want to tell you, over the last 10 years, the person who has given us the most advice about football, about life, and who's not just a great athlete, but a great man and a great advisor, it was a pleasure and honor to have Bud Grant be there at many times. And I thank you again today for being here. And we're honored to have this street dedicated for you because you are a great inspiration to all of us. Thank you very much, Bud.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. And I would truly like to say from the bottom of my heart, these two, they want to win the Super Bowl so bad, do anything. And when they first got here, they opened up their wallet, did everything possible for us. And what a tremendous change that was for them when we had our old owner, you know who. So I know where your heart's from. You're doing it. Don't change a thing. We're on our way with Teddy. So thank you very much, Mr. Mr. Wilfs. There we go. We got them both. And now what I'd like to do, the NFL, we sent a senior advisor to the commissioner to speak here right now, Joe Brown. He handles the retired players' issues. And also, I was lucky enough to work with him on youth sports concussion legislation, which the NFL is doing a lot for the kids, high school, and with baseline testing. He's involved in that as well. But the senior advisor, the commissioner, Mr. Joe Brown. Joe?
Thank you, Lurch. It's nice to be back in Minnesota for something other than another Sid Hartman birthday. I am pleased to represent the league and to join the Wilf family and so many Vikings alumni and all of you, and perhaps honoring the only person in the state who is more popular than Sid, and that's Pro Football Hall of Famer and Minnesota legend Bud Grant. I know I don't look it, but I go back to the Bud Grant days at the Met when 40 for 60 was the motto, was the rallying cry, and the Vikes regularly went on long winning streaks that were the envy of other franchises that had been in the league for many decades longer than the Vikings. Bud's teams regularly beat rivals that were coached by NFL household names such as George Allen, Tom Landry, and Vince Lombardi, all future Hall of Famers, just as Bud is. I've been fortunate to spend my entire career in the NFL, and Bud Grant to me and to my league office colleagues has always represented innovation, leadership, and a deep respect for our sport on both sides of the U.S.-Canadian border. To me, the original Bud Grant way was to win often, and win with class, dignity, and modesty. Over the years, as I've traveled around the country, I've met many Vikings alumni, former Bud Grant coached players, who are proud to say, "I'm one of Bud Grant's guys." Well, Coach, I was not smart enough nor tough enough to play for you, but today I too am proud to say I am one of Bud Grant's guys. Congratulations on this well-deserved honor, Coach.
Well, thank you, thank you. And before I go any further, I'd like to have all the back there, a lot of the alumni players down here, raise your hand. And all the fans here, Matt Blair down up in front here. So raise your hand and give them a big round of applause because these are the ones that were lucky enough to be involved. And now I have one of the players, our captain, that is Well, here's what happened. I mean, we're up here to tell the truth. Brett always says, tell it like it is. Well, when Jim Marshall went from Ohio State when he was drafted and went to the National Football League, he took a pay cut. And we all knew that. But he played 20 years. The reason he lasted so long and kept playing so well is I'm going to take some of the credit. Because he looked at me and said, if you beat me out of my job, it'd be the most embarrassing thing of my life. So I kept him motivated. 20 years, our captain, God, we love this man. Number 70 from Ohio State, Mr. Jim Marshall.
Boy, I'm glad he finally let go of this mic. Yeah, it's a real pleasure for me to be here and be able to speak on behalf of this great honor to Bud Grant. You know, we kind of have a mutual admiration society between Bud and I. We've gone through the wars, a lot of wars together, and we have so much love and so much respect for him. And I think it's just proper today to have something like this that'll last forever. You know, I've had an opportunity to play with or play for some of the greatest coaches in the National Football League and in college. And I can truly say that Bud Grant is the best of the best. He's a man who came in, assessed his team, picked out the people who he thought could do the job that he wanted done, and was able to put us in the position that we should be to be a winner. Just 2 years after he came down from Canada and took over our team, we were in the Super Bowl. And we had never had a season like the season that our first season when we went to the Super Bowl. And it was all because of Bud Grant, his way. And his way was to eliminate mistakes, make sure that each person was doing as much as they could do and they were in the right position to be great. And I'm just proud to say today, congratulations, Bud Grant. This is a great honor. I love you, man.
Thank you, JM. This next person, I'm glad to say that I'm a close personal friend of his.
This is typical of Lorsma. His introductions are longer than his speeches. I'm sure glad that Jim Marshall found the right way to this place. He didn't run the wrong way. First of all, I want to thank the city council and the two best owners we've ever had of this football team. Look at the things they've done across the street. And also, I want to welcome this guy, Joe Brown, who's had as much to do with making the National Football League as big as it is today. As for my close friend here, this was typical of the day you picked to have the street. No hand warmers, no coats, no everything freezing to death, just like the players froze when they played. I want to tell you, I go back to the first Viking game. The Gophers were the biggest thing in town, and I don't want to knock the Gophers. The Gophers are still big. Jerry Kill doing a great job. But when this guy came on hand, he made the Vikings what they are today. And I am the proudest guy in the world to call this guy my closest friend, the greatest person I've ever met. I love him. He's the best. I love his family. 40 different Grants are out there today. 40 different Grants. And I watched every one of them get born and do things. It's my great pleasure to introduce not only a good football coach, but one of the greatest people that God ever put on earth.
Oh, You gotta love the guy, right? You gotta love him. Of course, he introduced Coach Grant when the coach went into the Hall of Fame.
This guy was called Bench Runner Bodge, the worst football player to ever play for the Vikings.
I might have been the worst football player to play for the Minnesota Vikings, but in every Super Bowl I played in, I got the same check as the regulars did. You don't see me walking with a cane, do you? I'm a moonwalking Jamaican man. Well, thank you, Sid. Now, I'd like to have he will be the most winningest coach soon as far as high school goes. Fourth straight state championship at Eden Prairie. I'd like to introduce Mr. Mike Grant. Coach?
All right, thank you. Hey, it's great to be here. You know, so many of our family members could make it. There's a few that they couldn't get here, but so many of them are here. And when I go around the state of Minnesota, I feel like I got a lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of cousins. There's so many people that remember my dad long before he was the coach of the Vikings. They remember him pitching town baseball. There's about 2,000 people that have talked to me about how my dad struck them out in 1940-something at a town baseball game, and would my dad remember it? He doesn't remember every one of those, but the people remember it. They remember him playing for the Gophers. They remember him playing for the Lakers. So it goes a long history, and I think the people of Minnesota have really kind of spoken and said, this is a great idea. It's really an honor for me to be here and have this opportunity to introduce my dad. And, you know, at this time, we always try to think a little bit about my mom. My mom would have been here, and she would have been saying, I don't know what all the fuss is. I don't know why is everybody here? But then she'd figure out a way to have a big family meal and bring us all together like we are today, and that's really what's great for us is to have people here, and thank you for being here yourselves to honor my dad. So I'm going to have my dad come up here. He is, he's not coach to me. He's dad. And it's going to be an honor for our generations after us to be able to come here and all the great-grandchildren and on to come and see that name of Bud Grant on this road. So I want to thank the Vikings and the city for doing that. And I'm going to turn it over to my dad, who I'm sure has a few things to say. Here you go.
Bob. Thank you very much, Mike. It's a unique honor to be here today. It's been a long road, and to be here today and have this unique honor, I think is very unique to be able to have a street named after you. And after listening to all these people, I'm going to announce right now, I'm coming back and be a coach again. I didn't realize how great I was. You know, somebody gave me a little sheet of paper before I come up here, one of the players, and they said, Coach, why don't you tell us the Eskimo story one more time? I don't know if that means anything to anybody other than the players, but, you know, you're not really cold today. It's not cold out here. It's, as it was alluded to, it's all in your head. You're not cold. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you the reason that we played in the cold, we practiced in the cold, and we won in the cold. It was because the players bought into it. And part of the salesmanship of that time was that I told him the story about after the war, and I was in World War II, we were afraid of the Russians coming over the top. They were going to come down and obliterate us.
Well, we had a radar in those days. We didn't have satellites. We had radar. So we went up, and the United States went up and tried to put a radar screen across the Arctic in the ocean to detect the Russians as they came over. As we tried to build a radar screen, you had to build it in the winter because of summer it was too soft and the muskeg, and we couldn't put the towers up. So we had to do it in the winter, in the middle of the winter, and above the Arctic Circle, 20, 30, 40 below. We brought people up there to work. They wanted to keep warm. They couldn't put up the structures that we had to put up. It was taking twice as long as it was necessary, they felt. So finally, the Eskimos that lived up there learned how to run the derricks and put up the towers. And they got up on the machines and the bulldozers, and they put it up and worked no time at all. Now, the American police guys that went up there wanted to be warm. So they had all the equipment and all the gear and everything, but they could only stay up on the machines for about an hour, then they'd come down to get warm. When the Eskimos learned how to do it, they stayed up there all day. Aha, now we've got something. The Eskimos got something that we could learn from, so they took them down here and looked and checked to make sure that they're trying to find out what their secret was. They looked at tested their skin and their hair and everything, the clothing that they wore, and they were going to have a revolution as to how to stay warm when it's cold out. And after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and bringing people down here and testing them, they found out one very important thing. And we applied this to the Minnesota Vikings. It was cold. You can work when you're in the cold, and just be cold and go to work. And that was all we did. I told the players that story. They bought it. They played in it, and they won with it. But they'll all tell you they were cold. But they played when they were cold, and that was one of our big, big military secrets. Now, as I sit here today, I want to thank Joe Brown for coming today from the league office, the Wolves for their contributions to the Vikings since their arrival here. We're in a good mode right now, and I want to thank them for recognizing myself and also, my family is here today, most of them, and I can't tell you how grateful you are when you have a family like I do, and Mike alluded to, they're all here today, and I really feel proud of each and every one of them, and I'm glad they're here to witness this and to remember this day for as long as they may live. Now, Mike mentioned the fact that I've been around here a long time. I got a lot of footprints around here. I came here in 1946 with the Gophers, and I met the best break I ever had in my life, almost, next to my wife, was I met Sid Hartman. And Sid was, we walked up Cook Hall steps together in 1946, which we first met, and we have been the best friends ever since. If I've got a best friend, it's Sid Hartman. I'm a close personal friend, but he's my best friend. He's the best friend that Minnesota ever had, the best friend that any of us could ever know Sid Hartman had. And I'm proud to say that Sid is here today with me. We're together, Sid. We made it this far. Now, arriving here in Minnesota in 1946, the biggest thing in town was the Fouché Tower. That was the tallest building downtown at that time. One of the things that I did when I got here, and they were recruiting or talking to me, I met Bernie Bierman. That was an inspiration. But almost as important, they had a thing called the Sportsman Show downtown Minneapolis at the auditorium. And Charlie Johnson, who was the sports editor of the Star at that time, took me to the Sportsman Show. Well, I think that has much to do with recruiting me to come to Minnesota as anything else that they did. So I've been here when the Sportsman Show started at Sharky the Seal. Now, there's a few gray hairs out here that might remember all of this. That was a long time ago. But in the meantime, I went to the University of Minnesota. Sid and I became fast friends. We ate a lot of meals together. The second thing, the great thing that happened to me, I met my wife in college. We went together. We were didn't have any money, didn't have a car, didn't have anything to do, but we were together whenever we could. And for 4 years, we went together. And finally, I got out of college. But in the meantime, Sid bought half of my meals, and otherwise I would never have made it to the University of Minnesota. Formed a great friendship. Well, Pat and I got married then in 1950, and the only one thing she said to me at that time, she said, "You better make enough money because I'm not going to work. We're going to have four children, two boys and two girls, and I'm going to be home and be the best mother there is." And she was. And she was so good, we had two more. So we ended up with six children, two girls and four boys, and she'd be proud to be here today, and I'm sure she is. At the University of Minnesota, we went on from there and played with the Minneapolis Lakers, world champion Minneapolis Lakers, played in the auditorium, played in the armory, played around, and the Lakers brought kind of the state of Minnesota together. Those were great days. So the Lakers were downtown. There was headquarters in a low barcade. One of the places we used to eat in downtown Minneapolis was Café de Napoli. Some of you may remember that. Sid bought a lot of spaghetti in those days. That was cheap at 99 cents for a full platter. That had to fill me up for a week. Anyway, we had a great camaraderie in the downtown Minneapolis area. Harry's, Charlie's, Murray's. You know, I went to my first burlesque show at the Alvin Theater downtown Minneapolis. So it was a growing experience. Now, having coming back, went away for a little bit, but came back to the Vikings, and it's been a great ride. I've had, but in the meantime, while doing all that, being Minnesota has been awful good to me. Now, I've been in every town and hamlet in this state. I can go from Pipestone to Grand Rapids to Caledonia to Halleck to Fergus Falls to Stillwater. I've been in every town in this state. I've been on every highway, every county road in this state, either on fundraisers, banquets, outdoor activities, and town ball, traveling basketball teams. I've been in every hamlet, town, and road in this state. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all the support that I've had from not only the people of Minneapolis, but from the whole state of Minnesota. I love all of them. They've been very, very good to me. And today is a special honor, as I said, a unique situation. And I want to thank the city and the Wolves and for carrying on the Viking tradition. And I'm like all of you out there in the state of Minnesota. We're looking forward to a new stadium, and I'll make one guarantee. With this regime, this ownership, and this coaching staff, we will get to the Super Bowl. Thank you very much.
You can do better than that for the greatest guy in the world. He loves you, respects you. Come on. He speaks from the heart and with the tears in his eyes. God bless you, bud. You're the best. Now, what's going to happen right now, first of all, I want to thank Viking.com. They're filming this live, all the fans here, people over there. What we're going to do, the Grant family is going to walk over there by the stop sign there. We're going to unveil the Bud Grant Way. So just around the corner there, so it'll just be about just a couple minutes, and we'll have pictures, et cetera, whatever it might be. But, as he's talking and telling those stories, I almost want to take my coat off, my shirt, my sweater. I'm sweating up here. I don't know about you guys. But one more time, I cannot say from all the players how much love. Remember, if you don't respect a man, you can't love him. And so much love and respect for this man right here. One more time for the great Bud Grant. You want to unveil whenever you're ready, Coach Grant. Let's build up a little cheer for it. Come on. Oh, hey, rock it. Whenever. Yeah.